You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Now, New Auckland University research has looked into the dangers of wearing headphones as a pedestrian and the links to pedestrian deaths. New research from the university's School of Population Health has shown that pedestrians who listen to music through earphones are significantly impaired in their ability to localise warning signals above the noise of traffic and trains around them. The research was co-authored by Associate Professor Grant Searchfield. I spoke to him earlier and I began by asking how the research was carried out.
Yeah, so what we did is, this was work undertaken by Alessia Tay, who is a master's student that was working with me. So the first thing we did, we tried to identify the sorts of environments that people were having accidents in. And then we undertook some recordings, actually at Henderson train station, where we recorded trains coming in, people mulling about, waiting on the platform, but also road noise, because there's a major road that goes by there as well. So we got a good collection of background sounds. Then we sampled a few warning signals, essentially different horns. Identified one that was pretty much normal, if you like, middle of the road, and that became our detection signal. So then we put this information into a speaker array that we have at the Tamaki campus, where we have 12 speakers all in a circular array and then a big subwoofer. And then this basically creates a virtual soundscape. So a person sitting in the middle of it sounds like they're at Henderson train station. Then we played the warning signal from one of the 12 speakers in a random order, and our participants had to detect which speaker it was from, and we calculated errors, omissions and things like that to basically create a sense of what people were hearing in that environment. And we did that with out in the music and earphones in. Then we trialled three different sets of earphones with and without the user's preferred music at the level that they would normally listen to it at.
Now, looking at some of the findings, firstly, you found that pedestrians who listen to music through earphones are significantly impaired in their ability to localise warning signals, often above the noise of traffic and trains around them. What do you think causes this?
Yeah, I think that, well, what it seems to be is that the difference between earphones was identified. As far as we can tell, this is probably due to interruption of some of the cues that we use for identifying where sounds are in space. So the shape of our external ear and our two ears working together gives us our ability to localize in space. So when we cover the ear totally, an external area, we're actually taking out some of those cues. If we make a really tight seal in the ear, then those cues are also lost. So the earphone that seemed to disrupt this the least was the earbuds, Apple earbuds, that was just sitting in the ear but not tightly sealing it off. So some of the normal information was coming through. So we think it was to do that. Now, the music also had an impact as well, but the earphones seemed to be the major determinant of effects. Now, with regards to the music, obviously, if we're really engaged, and it probably doesn't have to be music, we could be talking on our phone or whatever, but if we're engaged, we're distracted, we're not thinking about our environment, that's what's likely to be contributing to people's distraction and then ending up, you know, crossing tracks when there's a train there or stepping into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because what's happening is with hearing is really our survival early warning system.
Yep.
And we use vision to confirm things, right? So if we hear something, we look, we see, and then we confirm it. But if we don't have that cue to look, then, you know, unfortunately, we can get ourselves into trouble.
Now, you also said that in-ear headphones and sort of more tighter-fitting headphones were more problematic when it comes to detecting sound. Do you think there's a design fault here with headphones?
Well, actually, it's a really interesting dilemma because if you were thinking about listening quality and not having to turn up the level of sound that you're listening to, say, while or sitting on a train or on a bus or something like that, then the headphones that we're suggesting are bad for localization are good for listening to the music, because they block out the external sound. But the reverse is the case if you're wanting to localize sound. So a design flaw, well, maybe not so much a design flaw in listening to music, but environmental awareness. And this is where some new technology may be able to actually help us, and it's something we're exploring at the moment, is that there are new wireless headphones available that have what they call a transparency function. Now, this essentially is a user-selected setting which either acts to block external sound out, like noise-cancelling headphones, or that feature is turned off and the sound is actually allowed to travel through the headphones electronically. Now, that does require the end user to make a decision about what they're going to be listening to. They can either block off the outside sound and just listen to the music, or they can get a combination of both of them. But obviously that later one, where they're getting a combination of the music and external sounds, would be a lot safer around traffic, train stations, and so on. So design flaw, yeah, but in the sense that people aren't necessarily thinking about people walking out into traffic with the headphones on and those sorts of things. Certainly as there becomes more awareness of this and there are campaigns launched to make people more aware of it, then people are going to be thinking about technical solutions to try and work around our desire to be able to listen to the music that we want to whenever we want to, but at the same time be able to pick up the warning signal.
Do you think then that people are aware of the dangers associated with walking while listening to loud noise or loud music?
Well, it's a difficult one. I think that if you ask them, people will say yes, but I think that when people are out running or walking around, they're listening to music and they're really engaged with it, they kind of do switch off. You know, we're taught from a very early age in school and by our parents or caregivers, you know, when you walk onto the road, look left and right before you cross. Mm. But I think that people aren't using their visual cues so much. Yeah, because they're so engaged in the technology, they're either looking at their phone, you know, reading the texts, relying on audition, which they think is going to help them, but if they're also listening to music, well, it's not. So I think that people need to really just become a little bit more aware of that, and I don't think it's going to be through educating teenagers and older folks. You're really going to have to start younger, you know, and later primary school, intermediate school, just making people aware of the environment and the effect that listening to sound can have. So I think sort of education needs to be geared up to people moving into the situation, because once we've learnt these bad habits, it's pretty hard to change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.